Hello, and welcome to our Heaven Bound podcast. This is Jumpstart Rewind. Jumpstart number 899, written July 22nd, 2013. Luke chapter 19, verse 4. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. Our passage today is taken from the wee little man Zacchaeus. There are several interesting thoughts here. Many of us remember this lesson from a Bible class when we were children. We sang the song about the wee little man who climbed up in the sycamore tree. Jesus is passing through Jericho, where the story takes place. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He has an appointment with the cross. But even on his way to his trial and his death, Jesus is thinking of others and doing things for others. Word about Jesus has spread. A large crowd has assembled to see him. Outside of Jerusalem, Jesus is still popular. Word has reached Zacchaeus. He just has to see for himself. Zacchaeus has many things against him. He is short, which makes him the subject of all kinds of jokes. He is a tax collector. Worse than that, a chief tax collector. And he is rich, which came from collecting taxes from his fellow countrymen to give to the Romans. Tax collectors were not liked very well by the Jews, and chief collectors were at the top of the list. It might have been a sight to see this wee little man running ahead to climb up a tree to look for Jesus. What was the attraction? Why did he want to see? I think Zacchaeus had heard things about Jesus as others had. Jesus was different. He was not in step with the Pharisees. He was healing on the Sabbath. He defended the outcast. He was doing incredible miracles. Among his chosen was Matthew, a tax collector. Jesus had even gone to Matthew's home. Unbelievable. Zacchaeus had to get a glimpse of Jesus, a friend of tax collectors. No one was a friend of tax collectors. I like Zacchaeus for that reason. He heard enough to make him curious. He had to go see for himself. I doubt that he knew why Jesus was going to Jerusalem. Very few did. I doubt he expected to actually talk with Jesus, but he did. I doubt he ever dreamed that he would have Jesus in his home, a private conversation, but he did. Of all the people in that crowd, Jesus stops where Zacchaeus was. He calls him by name. He invites himself to the tax collector's home. This is one of the few times, if not the only time, Jesus invited himself. Zacchaeus changed. He promised to give half of his possessions to the poor, and if he defrauded anyone, he was going to pay back four times as much, more than the law required. He was a changed man. It is interesting that Jesus didn't ask him to do that. Jesus didn't say, Zacchaeus, when we get to your house, I'd like to take a look at your tax books. Jesus didn't say, Zacchaeus, how's business been lately? Zacchaeus changed without Jesus having to say any of those things. When the honest and pure Jesus stood next to Zacchaeus, the wee little man wanted to be like Jesus. God has a way of working on all of us like that. It's hard to be thinking bad when you're praying. Worship tends to bring the best out of us. Being around other Christians tends to motivate one to step up and do more. Standing next to Jesus ought to change us. Have you ever wondered what you would have done had Jesus said to you if you'd been up in that tree instead of Zacchaeus? I wonder what you would have thought if Jesus says, come down quickly, I'm going to your house today. Would you have been excited or embarrassed? Would you feel uncomfortable, at loss for words, wondering what you and Jesus will talk about? Would you immediately think about how clean your house was or what food we have to give to Jesus? Come down. I want to come to your house. I like that thought. Jesus could have said, Zacchaeus, stay where you're at. I'm coming up that tree so you and I can talk. He didn't do that. Jesus went to Zacchaeus' home, the Messiah at the home of a chief tax collector, his home where he was comfortable. His home where they escaped the listening ears of the crowd. His home was where Jesus wanted to be. There is a place that Jesus wants to be with you. It's not your home. It's even more private than that. It's a place where you are really you. It's a place that very few people, if any, really see. It's in your heart. Jesus wants to dwell in your heart. Your heart where your memories are formed, secrets are stored, where impressions are made, where you are really you. There are no pretenses in your heart. We do not allow others to roam free within our hearts. We keep our thoughts guarded and locked in our hearts. Even our mates, the one who's most dear to us, does not have free rein in our hearts. Our words say one thing, our hearts sometimes say something else. We can be good at hiding what's in our heart, all the while telling people what they want to hear. We are good at wearing masks and hiding things. We keep things to ourselves and we keep things in our hearts. But this is where Jesus wants to be. This is where Jesus wants us to open the door and invite him in, our hearts. Jesus doesn't want to just take a walk through and to see if everything is in tip-top shape. No, instead, he wants to stay in our hearts. He intends to dwell in our hearts, the core of who we are, the center of what makes us unique. That's where Jesus wants to be. He's not interested in the outside. He's looking at the inside. When you allow Jesus to dwell in your heart, like Zacchaeus, you'll change. You'll realize that Jesus brings out the best. He wants you to be at your best. Some just can't do that. They keep the door to their hearts closed to Jesus. They'll be near Jesus. They will follow Jesus. But they never allow Jesus into their hearts. And for that reason, they never become what they could be. Of all the people on that Jericho road, it was Zacchaeus that Jesus went home with. Jesus is wanting to move into your heart. Will you let him? Paul told the Galatians that he no longer lived, rather Christ liveth in me. Jesus was dwelling in Paul's heart. The doors were open. Jesus was welcomed in. You see what it did to Paul. He changed. Other than going to worship on Sunday, some people are not much different than the guy who never worships. Their words, their attitudes, their actions are all pretty much the same. You'd think there ought to be some huge differences. The reason why one goes to church is because he hasn't invited Jesus into his heart. For that reason, he's pretty much the same as the guy who never goes. I doubt if Zacchaeus would have had the nerve to invite Jesus on his own. That didn't happen. Jesus invited himself. He does the same to you. We lack the nerve to ask the Lord. He stands, as Revelation says, at the door and knocks. The door is your heart. Jesus wants to come to your house, your heart, today. Will you let him? Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.